Two young men who want to be successful in the film industry are joining me now in the studio this morning. They have their premiere at the Cambridge Arts Picture House next Tuesday evening. In the studio with me this morning, director of a brand new film, Oluwale Awoyinka, and also his assistant director. I make sure I've got the title of Sam's position in the hierarchy. Sam Lucas is here as well. Probably not quite as famous yet as the other Lucas in the film business.
No, not quite.
But probably
not
heading
quite.
That way. Hopefully. Guys, good morning. It's lovely to see you here today.
Thank you for having us, Phil.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now I'm really intrigued, actually. The film is called Memoirs of a Cabbie. As I say, it's hitting our screens in Cambridge. It's a short film.
Yes, it is. It is quite remarkable, you know. The process of going into the production, shooting 3 days in Cambridge busy streets, you know, with a bike, with moving cameras and all of that. It was quite interesting, and I'm really happy we've gotten this far.
Yes, you're filming on a bike then, Wale. Motorbike or a push bike?
It's bicycle.
Yes. Yeah. How dangerous was that on the streets of Cambridge to do something like that to start with? The first thing, health and safety on a film set.
Yeah, I mean, where we used those the bike was really safe. It wasn't a busy road. It was where we could control, where we had a significant control over the road. So it wasn't really on the busy road.
Because it's not really a budget film where you could go along to Cambridge City Council and say, I tell you what, Sunday morning from 6 o'clock, because it's now light in the mornings on Sunday, we can have the whole street to ourselves, but we need some traffic control. Probably bill you big money to get there.
Yeah, just a little bit of a bill there, you know.
Not like London, where they sort of close down Charing Cross or the embankment or something to do a major film production. It doesn't work like that, does it?
No.
But never mind. So really, you do this whole thing. I mean, it's always amazes me the trepidation that you as film producers have, because you do this whole thing on, well, really, sort of the coppers jangling around in your back pocket. I mean, these cost very little to do these days. I suppose you're helped by the technology that you have as well.
Yes, a lot. And also friends, you know, networks and filmmakers and enthusiasts, you know, that are around Cambridge, you know, we also sometimes come together to help each other, you know, on every production. But the technology really helped us as well. It was really helpful, you know, using a GoPro, like 4 GoPros, you know, just trying to get in different angles on the same scene, you know, it was really helpful. I'm sure 30 years ago, this was impossible.
Indeed, and also the editing that you can do these days, very powerful on just one machine. You can render up the video, presumably. If you've got a decent, powerful machine nowadays, even the rendering of video is not really taking that long to do anymore.
Yes, on Premiere Pro, you could keep doing everything and wait till the end before you render it. Previously, it wasn't you're not able to do that. You have to, you know, render it before you continue. But now it's really quite easier to wait till the end, do everything you got to do, add effects and do everything, and then render.
Yeah, we should explain to listeners who probably don't know anything about sort of production techniques of video that the rendering process is always that took a long time. We're actually crunching the film down, if you like, to make it into the format that you need it to show it digitally, display it digitally. All the other logistics, I suppose. So how's you give them an electronic file these days, the Arch Picture House, so they can digitally project it? Is that how it works? Because we always think of the old emulsion roll film from years ago.
We don't have one of those yet. maybe when we have a bit more of a budget, we can think about trying to get something like that, 70mm.
Wide millimeter, 70mm. Dream on for that one. We'll find out more about how you want to try and get this film, obviously, produced into a wider form, shall we say, in terms of its length. But if its overall production is how long at the moment in terms of...
It's about 22 minutes long.
That's still quite significant, then, guys.
Yeah.
Filmed in black and white, I understand, Sam. There was not actually the intention to do that. It's the way it had to work out.
No, it was not the intention to produce it in black and white, but I feel that it's actually added something a bit more to it. We originally wanted it to be in colour, but when we got to that part of the process, we had to go to another editor to finish off the product. And he was like, well, we can do it in black and white, and we'll see how it happens. And we both took a look at the film, and we're like, actually, you know what, you're right. This works better. I actually prefer this version. So that's how we stuck with it in the end.
I've seen the trailer. It's on YouTube. The clip is about 30 seconds long.
Yes,
and, of course, I thought, black and white. It really does work in black and white.
Yes.
We won't give too much of a spoiler away. We want people to go down to the Arch Picture House next Tuesday evening to see this at 9 o'clock, it will be.
Yes.
The screening there. But what you've done is you've fitted a dashboard cam in a taxi. It's a genuine licensed Cambridge taxi cab, or did we use, shall we say, well, I call it a prop. Did we use someone else's car to do this?
Yes, we did. We did. It was too expensive for us to get a proper
cab.
Yeah.
Yes,
but it would have been really nice. You know, it would have looked really nice if we could get a taxi. But when we think about the cost, and then we inquire about it, and we just said no, we had to settle for something else, and which really still look good.
Well, actually, we have taxi driver fraternity listening to us, and they'll probably be saying, oh, I would have loved to have been in a film, or let my taxi cab be for free. But there are all sorts of issues, aren't there, including probably the insurance and things like that. And taking a cabbie off the road for 3 or 4 days, you have to worry about their revenue. So you've got actors to do all of this, then. Yes. Your cab driver is an actor. Yes. What about the passengers in the back seats?
Those are actors as well. We did hire in actors as much as we could. There are a few occasions where there might be a couple of cameos from some of the production crew as well. Not mentioning any names in any way, shape or form.
They might be in front of me right now.
They might be. Yes, they might be. We wanted to use as many actors as we could. So we cast out a net into several different acting kind of casting networks, as per se. I think Star Now was the big one that
he's,
we kind
he's
of
your
got.
Cabbie.
Our cabbie is actually one of your friends.
Well, he's actually a professional. Well,
yeah, he is a professional actor.
Professional actor. He's also a filmmaker as well. So I've done a lot of couple of production with him previously. But this one, I said, you have to do this. You have to take the lead on this. And it was happily. And funny enough, it was his car we used.
Yeah, it was his car.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's actually an estate car or a larger car as well. So it wasn't as if you were trying to do it in sort of an upside down pram type of car. You actually got a decent car that looks that really looks like it's very convincing, I have to say. So you based it on a book.
Yes.
The book's Memoirs of a Cabbie.
Yes.
Where did this book first come onto into your sort of radar then?
I was using someone's cab. Well, I was using his services. He was moving from one place to another, and we got talking, and he said, oh, I think from Angela Ruskin as well. Oh, I'm also a writer. And then I said, all right, we kept talking. And then he said, wow, he told me some of the things in his book. I said, all right, I think we need to continue this some other time. And then we had some other time to, we met and talk about the details of it. And lo and behold, I fell in love with it. The idea of filming in a cab on a busy road in Cambridge, you know, it came to me that, well, we could do this. And then I started, you know, planning, and I contact Sam to think about things we could do that's practical that we could do by ourselves with as little as low budget that we've got. And then that was how Memoirs of a Cabbie came about, really. It was just using someone's cab. It was a cab driver I finished from the same university, and also a writer part-time. And then he said, he's written this. I said, I would love to make this into a future film. And then he said, well, feature film is going to take a long time, and it's probably going to cost us a lot more. So why don't we start from a short, and then maybe see if we're going to be able to get any finance from whoever is going to be interested in this production. So that was how Memoirs of a Cabbie came about, really.
I think what's clever about it is that you've just taken a simple enough scene. Technically, quite a few challenges out there, probably. Mm-hmm. You can't judge for the British weather, mm-hmm. especially if you're doing some scenes shooting on a bicycle. Didn't rain for you while you're doing this.
We got very lucky with the weather, actually. Lot of consistency. There were a few days where we had to kind of plan around it a little bit, but no rain. We really lucked out on that one.
And the nice thing about these modern cameras as well, you don't have to worry about quite reflection and mirror boards to get the lighting levels that you want, because it seemed to come out. It's probably the fact that it was done in black and white might have helped you as well.
Yes.
The book, Memoirs of a Cabbie, was it a provincial cabbie or taxi driver? Was it a Cambridge cabbie?
Yes, it was a Cambridge. Yeah, he's local. He's local writer, you know, he's a local taxi driver, and he's local, he's based in Cambridge.
So reference to roundabouts as well, some of the villages like Forbourne and Girton and Shelford and places like that, which obviously Cambridge cabbies go out to to take their fares home often on Saturday night, early hours of Sunday morning. Did you do any night shoots with this as well?
Yeah, we had one day where we hadn't planned to shoot at night, but we overran a little bit. So we had to plan accordingly for that. We fortunately had the lighting equipment for those scenes. So it worked out. It worked out.
In the trailer, we get a tentative scene of about 5 seconds where you've got two young men. I don't know whether the acting pretending they might be the worse for wear, but they're sort of loafing around in the back there. And I don't think the cab driver was too happy to take the fare, the actor in that one, that particular scene. No. But you've also got a lady, I guess she's coming back from shopping. So you've got various characters all in the back seat. And it's all really about their interaction then, the passengers with the cab driver.
Yes.
Yes.
Other than that, is it about the cab driver and his life outside of his cab, or are we really just focusing on what goes on within those four wheels?
If we're able to take it to the future film, it's definitely going to involve the cab driver's life outside his taxi. But for this short film, we did just the interaction that he had with different people that he was carrying about each day. So it was more of an interaction for this short film.
I should say to all listeners, do get along to the Arts Picture House next Tuesday evening. We've been plugging it now. But it is on for... Actually, you've got a slot between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the evening. Looking forward to that. Is it the first time then, Wally, to have one on up on, shall we say, the big screen?
Yes, it will be the first one.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is very exciting.
And funding, really, because as you've both mentioned, you want to try and take this forward... You both have a grounding in sort of film and production at Anglia Ruskin University. I know that you do, Wally, but Sam, same for you?
I actually don't. This is a bit of the odd connection and a bit of the funny story of how I got involved. I actually studied for theatre and for acting, and it was during an extras job that we both actually met and started discussing a film and the medium of film and creating in general and how we felt about that. And it was, I think about like a month later, you then phoned me up and was like, hey, do you want to make a film?
Yeah.
And that was how it started all. So it's been an interesting learning curve because I've had some experience with film during my course, but not as much as Wally.
But you had some production skills and values
some production
that you could bring
definitely.
To the mix, if you like, Sam.
And an interesting and unique outlook on how to do things differently as well. So maybe it was a bit more of a unique look at it.
When you are an extra, there's so much sort of sitting around while you're waiting for the next call.
You get a lot of time to talk.
So you do. You meet so many interesting people who've actually been auditioned and taken, you know, part as an extra. Yes. And so you often get like-minded film people together. I hope you can get some funding. How does that work? I mean, do you go? Are there grants available either from the Arts Council or from the Film Foundation, or if that still exists? It used to be the Film Foundation. It was called years ago.
Yeah, it used to be the Film Foundation. There is a possibility, depending on how we talk to the Arts Councils, of getting funding to push it further. We're actually looking to go to more of a crowdfunding. Source, so
which is the modern way of doing it.
Modern way of doing it, really. I'm going to have that set up actually through GoFundMe today. We're going to set that up. I'm probably going to say that will be live at about 5 o'clock today. So people can go online, go to GoFundMe, find our campaign, and help fund us.
Remind the listeners again, Sam, what the campaign will be called on GoFundMe.
The campaign will be called Memoirs of Cabbie.
Okay.
Simple.
Logical.
Short, sweet. We don't want to overflow the title piece of it all, but just look for Memoirs of a Cabbie and you'll find us.
Keep to the brand branding. Don't sort of diffuse it by sort of going off on subtitles. So Memoirs of a Cabbie even. I was going off. And where did you get the title of the production company, Chartreuse?
What is the name of a colour?
Chartreuse.
Yes. Is it? I think it's a French word. So it's pronounced Chartreuse. Yeah.
Chateaus.
Yeah, so yeah, I like the color and I like the name, so I just settled for that. And no one had it.
Chateaus Entertainment presents, shall we say. Oh, this is good, isn't it? Next Tuesday evening from 9 o'clock at the Arts Picture House.
Yes.
This production, Memoirs of a Cabbie, you can go online and find the trailer.
Yes.
It's on YouTube.
On YouTube, on
if
Facebook.
If you want to look at Wally Awoyinka. Struggling, but I got there, Wally. His account on YouTube, then please do go and have a look at it. A little bit of a preview for your taster before events. Gentlemen, I hope your name will appear in rather large credits at the end of the credits of big films to come. I think you both
have
a lot of talent, a lot of potential. What I've seen of... also, what you made a film back in 2013, Wally, when you were a student at Anglia Ruskin University, which was called Job Ticket. Was it called Job Ticket? I think.
No, it was. I can't actually.
I think it was, wasn't it? Job Ticket. You'll have to go online.
Yeah, he's online.
It was
YouTube.
4 years ago.
Yeah, it was 4 years ago.
That was in another life, but I know that had some very good production values in it as well. So, gentlemen, I'm sure we'll be meeting you again, maybe on Bums on Seats on this radio station, for the next Cambridge Film Festival.
Yeah.
Do you think your film will actually get round to?
Hopefully, fingers crossed. We've entered for it, and hopefully, he's going to be picked for one of the films that's going to be screening.
Or should be selected for that in the autumn.
Yes.
I have my fingers crossed for you. Not that listeners can see that. And you've got your fingers crossed.
No, I've got my fingers crossed too. That would be nice.
Sam and Wally, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Very fascinating. And good luck to you both. I hope we meet again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.